At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, Jake, is there anything from the text line that we should be made aware of, debate, and or flat-out argue? Oh, by the way, we got a chat tomorrow. We're going to do our college basketball picks. These ESPN debate shows, are they ruining pro sports? I completely spaced that off today because I was catching up from last week from not being on air, but we'll have to chat about that a little bit tomorrow. But other than that, anything from the text line we should chat about, debate, or argue about at this moment?
Just a couple thoughts here from 8668. He texts in, Gunner had a postseason surgery. Dawson Merritt came in with an arm in sling injury from his high school season. Cubs here says, my only question is, with all these guys, what's going on in the strength and conditioning room? And then 1562 says, we cannot keep wasting starter reps and fall camps on Teddy. He will not stay healthy. And then the second guy is behind again because they didn't get those reps.
Appreciate those updates. As far as the strength and conditioning, I do think Corey Campbell's doing a good job. Again, NFL teams tried to poach him for a reason. If we have a reoccurring theme again next year, we're going to have a very different discussion. As far as Teddy, I understand how a fan might feel that way. But this is a guy who has worked his butt off. Yes, three major knee surgeries. It's easy to throw in the white towel and give up. First of all, he's the guy that if he's completely healthy, which is challenging to do at his size and the amount of knee surgeries. I've had six knee surgeries. I understand how this works. Dr. James Andrews, the world's most renowned orthopedic surgeon, looked at me at one point and said, Adam, it's a miracle you can walk, which I appreciated and didn't at that moment because I was still trying to come back and play. But yeah, I was on crutches for 5 months, and I couldn't walk normal for well over a year. Like, I remember walking down the mall holding Christmas presents, and my knee gave out, which it would do from time to time at that point in time, and Christmas presents went flying everywhere. So he wasn't completely and utterly wrong, but had somebody said, hey, don't give Adam a shot, man, that would have pissed me off. And I wasn't six knee surgeries deep at that point. So my point is, I feel for Teddy. I've been in his shoes, at least to a certain degree. The guy was highly recruited. The guy was enormous. The little play time he's got, he's played well. He's worked his butt off. I think he's earned the shot, and I don't think it hurts the team at all to give him an opportunity in practice just like any other player. We have less guys on this squad than we've ever had. The way Rule runs practice, everybody's getting reps. Nobody's standing around. So nobody's going to be out reps because Teddy's on the field. And he should be given the shot to earn a spot back. Whether it's a starter, whether it's... And obviously, they're clearly thinking. Okay, Pritchett from Bama is at starting tackle. Most people, including myself, logically jump to Kutula. But if we can have an open competition at tackle, because to me, that's the biggest question mark in the offense right now. Regardless of who it is, I welcome all comers, all challengers, and all competitors who want to compete for a starting spot. Or add depth, or maybe you rotate if somebody's struggling. The more better offensive linemen you can have with the improper English but logical sense that I'm about to say, the more better you're going to be. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. I get the idea behind the thought, but you know, if he's one of your best tackles, Nebraska doesn't have the luxury of being picky and really setting up the future. That's a big question mark for this program and has been for years. I mean, credit to Corcoran and Ben Hart for how long they've been playing tackle. You know, Corcoran sometimes maybe feels like he could have maybe had a better career at guard, but they just never were able to bring in enough people to compete with him. So if he stands, you know, injuries aside, if he's one of your best tackles, you got to try to get him out there and hope that he stays healthy. I mean, injuries are part of football, and we get that. But, you know, that's such an important position. You play the best player. If he's one of the best players, injuries history aside, he's got to play.
I agree. You said it, but Nebraska doesn't have the luxury right now. We don't have just like, hey, there's three offensive tackles right there. There's three on the right side. There's three. Like, we don't have that right now. At least it hasn't been proven. Again, if he gets the opportunity to earn the spot and he doesn't earn it, he doesn't earn it. I think he's earned the right to have an opportunity, especially with all, you know, these people that are going to be out in spring ball come the fall. He's earned the right to be given the opportunity to earn the right to play and contribute on the field. If he does it, awesome. If he doesn't, he doesn't do it. All right, a couple of quick final thoughts or final headlines for today. This was announced at the end of last week, but Nebraska will pay new GM Pat Stewart $800,000. And the very next thing I have, Sports Illustrated, UNLV AD Eric Harper says the athletic department can only pay their new head coach for 2 years in football. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think that got corrected at some point.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, or at least they didn't want him to say it. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't think they wanted him to say it. I was like, wait, we're paying our guy $800,000 and you can only pay your football coach for 2 years. So that's a bit interesting. And I'm sure you saw this, but shout out to Jack Stoll, all right, the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I've talked about this, but Dylan Raiola, you know, whether you like that he's all over the place and he's out in the public eye or not, whatever. But the dude, I feel better knowing that we have people who are also like, yeah, he's in the weight room at 6 a.m. And I've talked about that. I've also talked about how he probably peer recruits more. He peer recruits more than anybody else on the team at Nebraska. Dane Key talked about it. Okay. And so it's one of those things where Nebraska's doing a lot of recruiting. Now, they've had some of these guys already in. When you look at the 2026 visits, 4-star defensive end Luke Waffle, 4-star wide receiver Jabari Brady, 4-star offensive lineman Deacon Smith, 4-star running back DeZaphin Walker, 4-star athlete Ryan Mosley, 4-star tight end Camden Jensen, easy for me to say, a highly thought of cornerback in CJ Bronau, and 3-star tight end Lincoln. And so it's one of those things where I don't mind a guy, like I've said, okay, being out in the public eye as long as you're doing the things when nobody's watching as well. Oh, I forgot to mention Nebraska 4-star cornerback commit CJ Bronaugh is set to visit several programs. Okay, Nebraska, Florida State, North Carolina, Clemson, Florida, Penn State. But they're doing a lot of recruiting. Coach Rhule, his staff, and Dylan Raiola is putting in a lot of effort to help recruit as well. And the final thing of the day that I got here, it just cracks me up that this is kind of a thing. Because Matt Rhule had the TikTok workouts, at least that's what they were called. West Virginia coach Rich Rodriguez bans TikTok dancing. And I quote, they're going to be on it. So I'm not banning them from it, talking about TikTok. He said, I'm just banning them from dancing on it. It's like, look, we try to have a hard edge or whatever, and you're in here in your tights dancing on TikTok. Ain't quite the image of our program that I want. Final thought of the day, Jake. What are your thoughts on Rich Rod banning dancing on TikTok for his football players?
Well, I definitely love Rich Rod back at West Virginia. That will be fun. But yeah, I mean, I think it's time one of the old school coaches stand up, right? Because that's always there's always this gap between kind of like younger people and like, well, that, yeah, like you said, just going to be doing it. And then the older people, you know, just call out older people. But my co-host there on the captain, they hate any sort of dancing, any sort of anything that isn't showing winning on football when you're not winning. You know, I think that there is, he might be the coach out there for that crowd, I suppose.
Matt Rhule's always ahead of the curve. Where was Rhule on this? We're doing TikTok workouts. He's banning TikTok. Come on, Rhule. You got to keep up with it. No, I'm just kidding. All right. And some of my favorite teams to watch, I think I was in high school, maybe early years at Nebraska. I forget the exact years. No, you know what? It would have been while I was at Nebraska. Steve Slayton. All right, who is the wide receiver that I've equated Ja'Cory Barney to several times? First round draft pick by the Rams.
From West Virginia?
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. Google it real quick for me, if you don't mind. See if you can come up. Because he's one of my favorite players. I can't think of his name right now. Like, you got Noel Devine, you got Steve Slayton, Pat White.
Tavon Austin.
There it is. Thank you. Pat White. I loved watching that dude. I remember he was a second round pick by the Dolphins when the Dolphins were doing the whole Wildcat thing. Remember when they just destroyed the Patriots that one day with Wildcat after Wildcat? And then they legit made Pat White, who had no business being a top three pick as a quarterback, a second round pick because they wanted to run Wildcat. He's now back as the quarterback's coach at West Virginia. So I loved it when I saw that a while back. Like, one of my favorite collegiate players to watch. And we actually crossed paths for a bit in D.C. So Colt Brennan, before he passed away, was there in D.C. when I first got there. All right. They let go of Colt. And it was Donovan was still our quarterback. They hadn't yet drafted RG. And Pat White was in the building for a bit. Very solemn dude, very serious. He was only there about a month. Man, he had some of the worst throws I've ever seen a quarterback have in practice. So when I say he didn't belong as a second round pick, it's based on what I saw in practice. The dude with his legs, and then as far as loving watching him play and being a fan of his, when I saw him in the building, I was like, what's up, dude? I love playing with you in NCAA college football, you and Steve Slayton. And then they had that fullback that was a monster too. We actually went to the Playboy All-American thing before my senior year. He was there. That dude was nuts. He had a good time. Let's just say he had a good time at the Playboy All-American thing. But Pat White, man, it's not very often I'll meet somebody and I'll get excited. Like, I'll fanboy out a little bit. But man, there were some passes. I legit asked Haz. I talked about Haz earlier, the D coordinator who traded for me to go to DC. I was like, Haz, did they put a running back at quarterback? He's like, no, that's White. I was like, oh, okay. But he was a good dude. Loved watching him in college. But he is the quarterback's coach back at West Virginia. I love that McAfee's back doing stuff at West Virginia, at least from time to time now. Rich Rod is back. Pat White is back. I can't help but wonder what would have happened had Rich Rod never left West Virginia. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for today. I'll see you fine folks tomorrow. Until then, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bombs.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.